All right. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 26. It said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So the idea is that God created man insufficient. The idea is that the sufficiency that we need to get by is in a person, person of the Holy Spirit. So it means, therefore, that you are not complete outside of the ministry, the support, the help of the Holy Ghost. God set us up and put us in a humbling condition. And what he did was that he made provision for our sufficiency in himself, so that we will perpetually have to look beyond ourselves in order for us to reach to the economy of sufficiency he has made available. This is the reason for which the psalmist says, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You need to look beyond you. The adventure that we are called to partake of during the course of this conference is an adventure to look beyond ourselves to the personality that is in custody of all the sufficiency that is required to swallow up our insufficiency. That's the game. That's the story that God wants us to acquaint ourselves with during the course of this conference. I believe you were blessed yesterday night. We are going to be rolling on a new frequency for this morning. I told you a story how that I went to Cameroon. And we had sessions, and some of the ministers in Cameroon were also participants in the sessions. And I met a man, he has fire. And what we need to do, the solution to the challenge of Africa right now is fire. So when I saw that fire, I told him he's going to be in a place called Makode. And I can tell you with authority that he made it to Makode. I want us to welcome to the microphone Reverend Noah, all the way from Cameroon.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning. It is a great privilege for me to be here, and it is a victory for me to be here. 2 weeks ago, I was sleeping 10 p.m. and I had an encounter. A principality entered my room and he introduced himself. He says he's a delegate from Central Africa. And he said he has been assigned by Satan to stop me from traveling. And he released great power. And when I woke up, I gave him appointment at midnight, which is my prayer altar. And we wrestled for 2 hours. And here am I now. So that principality that is controlling pastors in Cameroon not to go out was defeated. And I want to tell you, your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for Apostle Arome. In fact, I've been a pastor for 18 years, but I think that I cannot take the risk that he took, because we met for the first time 3 months ago, and he's taking me to his pulpit. That is highest trust. And I really am very humble. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to welcome all of you. The reason why I will be standing here for a few minutes is because you are sitting there. You are very important to me. I celebrate you. Hallelujah. Please turn to your neighbor, tell him Pastor Noah is greeting you. Praise the Lord. Let us sing this song that we sing in Cameroon as we are expecting revival. And Cameroon shall be saved. And Cameroon shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. And Cameroon shall be saved. Give me 3 beats. It's okay. And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. And Nigeria shall be saved. And Kenya shall be saved. And Kenya shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. And Kenya shall be saved. And Africa shall be saved. And Africa shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. And Africa shall be saved. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for this opportunity to be here. We pray that you speak to us and you change our lives forever. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. English is my third language. So if you discover any attempt of assassinating any expression in English, no, that is not a premeditated assault. The first time I spoke English was in secondary school. So this morning, let us consider a few things in the Bible. We want to talk about bringing back the presence, the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit. Bringing back the presence, the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit. I want us to read few scriptures in the Bible. Let us read in Ezra chapter 3 from verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of the joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Haggai chapter 2, verse 3. Haggai chapter 2, from verse 3. Who is left among you that saw this house in the first glory? And now, do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Praise the name of the Lord. Now we have a story about the nation of Israel. Israel was taken into captivity, and that captivity was supposed to stay 70 years according to the prophecy of Jeremiah. And God brought his children back to Jerusalem. And when he brought them, the first thing that they started doing was to rebuild the altar. When they had built the altar, they now embark on building the temple. So they started with the foundation of the temple. Let us go back to Ezra. They started with the foundation of the temple. When they had laid the foundation of the temple, which was a good news, the people who were building and the priests and the Levites, they said, let us celebrate God. Just for the fact that this foundation is laid, we have to celebrate God. And they brought musical instruments, they brought musicians. They started singing, saying, the Lord is good, and his mercy towards Israel endures forever. Now something happens in verse 12. The Bible says that when some people were shouting for joy because of this great event, eventually the temple was in ruin for about 70 years. So it must call for rejoicing. But it was noticed that a group of people was instead crying. And I wanted to know who are the people who are bringing a certain note in this event. And I discovered that the people bringing the sad note, the Bible described them very well, so that there is no confusion. The Bible says, but many of the priests and the Levites, the chief of the fathers, ancient men. And that is not enough. The next thing that follows is very important for us. The Bible says, that had seen the first temple. They are the one who were crying when the other generation was rejoicing. This is an event that I have never witnessed in my life. That you have this a same event, a same circumstance that is provoking equal opposite emotion. How can the same situation provoke great joy and great sorrow?
And when you look at the people who are crying, they are not the people who are supposed to make noise. Because if those people had seen the former temple, it means that the youngest should be 70 something years old. And you know that in every culture, old people don't cry like young people. I don't know if you have heard your father cry, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm not sure. This is not. But now, if you see all men 80 years old shouting, and that their shout is competing with that of the young people, it means that the sorrow is beyond measure. The sorrow is beyond description. And what is provoking that sorrow is that these old people have two pictures in front of them, the former house and the new house. But the young men have only one picture. And the new men, let me call the new men, they have no reason to cry because they had not seen the former temple. And the old people cannot hold their peace because they saw the house of Solomon. And let me tell you that the house of Solomon was the most magnificent house of God in the world. You know that Yahweh did not want to have a house that can look like a house of a man-made God. That is why when David wanted to build the temple, he told David, no, not you, but your son. Do you know why? Because he knew that he will make the son of David 10 times richer than David. So that when he builds that house, there will be no house in the world that is a temple of any deity that can compete with the temple of the God of Israel. But one day, Nebuzaradan, sent by Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed that temple in the eyes of the people. And that temple, the paint that they used on the temple was pure gold, the paint. Just imagine this. Do you know how much a glass of gold, not a bucket, do you know how many buckets of gold just to paint that place? There was no house like that. And that house was destroyed. And when these people were brought out of captivity, they thought that another house will be built bigger than that one, because our God is a progressive God. He is the same, but he is dynamic. So they were not expecting that the same temple will be rebuilt. They were expecting something greater. You know, it started with the tabernacle, then goes to the temple. Now they were coming to build something greater. But they discovered that a small foundation was laid. In less than 6 months, the temple of Solomon took 20 years and 500 engineers were working on it. And this one, within 6 months, they are already celebrating the foundation. The old people knew that it is done with them. That house will never be again. And the only thing they could do was to cry. A cry of desperation, telling God, it was better you did not bring us back to this place. They cried so much so that God was obliged to send them a prophet. If not, many of them could have had attack in crying. So in Haggai, God sent a prophet and said, who among you saw the former house? How does it look now? Even God is confirming that it is looking like nothing. So why is that young people are celebrating what looks like nothing? It is because they have not seen the original program. And in verse 9, for God to keep these old people, not to die before time. He had to give them a prophecy. In verse 9, Haggai chapter, give me verse 9. He says, who is left? You don't have a head. Verse 9. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord. That was a prophecy of consolation. He did not say the beauty, he said the glory. He said the glory of the latter house. Why? Because God in his progression cannot go to the past. He must progress. Though this temple is broken, but God was planning greater glory than the glory of the temple of Solomon. And why did that prophecy come? It came because people who are called ancient men were crying, but new men were rejoicing. And let me tell you, this event is repeating itself in nowadays in Africa and in the world. There are two categories of people. There are ancient men. There are new men. But our churches are full of new men. That if you ask them the question, why are you rejoicing when you see these things happening? They cannot tell you. But old men, and I'm now talking of old men as of age, because there are people who are 25 years old who are ancient men. And there are some old people who are 84 years old who are new men. It is not about physical age. It is about spiritual perception. What do you see? You know, God had to ask Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, he said, you have seen well. It means that you can see wrongly. What do you see? Let me tell you, there is no possibility to compare one thing. You must have two. And the people who have traveled in the spirit realm, who have read the annals of God, and who know what God is about to do in this generation, cannot dance. You know, sometimes when I look at Cameroon, I look at Nigeria, I look at Africa, I really ask myself the question, what are we dancing in the church? When our nation is becoming more immoral, more corrupted, you have more armed robbers, you have more sinners, and you have more churches. If God opens your eyes and sees you, what he is, what he wants to do in Nigeria, you will take 1 month crying because what is happening in Nigeria does not look like a shadow of what God wants to do in Nigeria. You need to travel and to go and check what is the blueprint. The young men were building the temple without a blueprint, but the old men, they knew what was supposed to be there. Let me tell you, the church did not start in Nigeria. The church did not start in Africa. The church started how many years ago? 3,000 years ago. When you read in Acts of Apostles chapter 7 verse 38, the Bible says that the church of Moses was the first pastor of the church of the Old Testament. So the church started somewhere. The church did not start with your neighbor. You compare with your neighbor. Where is your neighbor coming from? The church started somewhere about 3,000 years ago, and it progressed. And the church progressed. Are you listening to me? But now, in the wilderness, the church that was there, I call it the primary school. The church of Moses was the primary school. Do you know why? Because the covenant there was very limited. The covenant was very limited. But Jesus brought secondary school, high school, and university. And you and I, we are privileged to register in secondary, high school, or university. But we shall see that the people in primary school were having better score than us sitting here. That is the disgrace of a dispensation. The covenant of Moses was very limited. It was based on the blood of animals. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 4, it is impossible for the blood of gold, of goats and bulls to take away sins. It is impossible. When God used the word impossible, it means that it is impossible. Me, I can say impossible, God say it is possible. But the Bible says, for it is not, what is it? It is not possible that the blood of bulls, so all the millions of animals that were killed, what was the use of their blood? It could not, since the sin of Adam, the sins of men did not go anywhere. The blood of animal could only cover. That is why when John the Baptist is introducing Jesus, he says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of men. Sins were everywhere, but it was covered until Jesus died. And because sins were covered, there were three limitations that people in the Old Testament had. Number one, the Holy Spirit could not come and dwell in them. You want to kill the Holy Spirit? That the sins are packed everywhere and he comes and dwell? He refused. He was waiting for Jesus to die first and for the blood of Jesus to cleanse. Then after 50 days, he said, I can come. Because now the earth is clear. But the people in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was helping them from afar. He could not come and dwell in them because the covenant was limited. And the second thing, they could not have direct access to God the Father. Listen to me. Moses told us that he saw God face to face. And we believe it until Jesus came and said, Moses, the person you saw face to face was not the Father. But he saw him with his perception of primary school. Now, this is what Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 13. John chapter 3, verse 13. What does Jesus say? He says, no one and no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. That one, I will come to that one now. Let us go to John chapter 6, verse 46. John chapter 6, verse 46 says, no one has seen the Father except the one who came. No man, not that any man had seen the Father, save he which is of God. So who did Moses see? Jesus said he is the only one who saw the Father. But Moses, in his perception, he thought that that angel was God. And if you still disbelieve, then you go to Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 that says Jesus is the firstborn among the dead. It means that everybody that died, the first person who resurrected to go back to heaven is who? Now, I'm still, you people will take me time here. The way I'm looking at you is like you don't believe. When you go to Matthew chapter, let me try to give another evidence. When you go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, the Bible says, when Jesus died, there are two things that happen automatically. Are we there? And behold, The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Next verse. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints. Not the bodies of the wicked people, the bodies of who? The saints that has left arose. But they did not go to heaven, because Jesus must go to heaven. He must appear to heaven in Revelation chapter 5 first. They must first of all receive him and give him the book, that him alone can break the seals before Abraham could be accepted. So that is why when you read verse 53, the Bible says, are we there? And came out of the grave after his resurrection. The tombs were opened the first day, but nobody came out, because Jesus was to be the firstborn. Not Abraham, not Moses, not Elijah. You even think that Elijah was taken to heaven? The person who wrote the Bible, that comment saying that he will be taken to heaven, he was not, because he went like this. Heaven is not when you go like that. Heaven is not when you go like this. Where is heaven? You cannot show the direction. So when Elisha saw him going, he just concluded that my master has gone to heaven. That man went and met Abraham. Because John 3:13 says, no man has ascended except the one who has descended. So where did Elijah go? It was just a form of saying, because he has not, he will not die, they will not bury him. So let us just make him, you know, he will do a tour. Then they will go with him, hidingly put him where Father Abraham is there. Until Jesus died, and the blood was spilled on the ground, and the sins was taken away. And then the son said, then the father, like the prodigal father, when he saw Jesus, and God himself organized the ceremony to enthronize Jesus, and he gave the 24 elders what they have to sing. He told the angels, and the worships change. When you read Revelation chapter 4, the only worship there is that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things and for their pleasure. But when you go to chapter 5, they begin to sing that the Lamb who was slain and who has risen again, the order of worship changed in heaven when Jesus resurrected. And then you and I, we don't go again to stay where the devil was controlling. You know, men like Abraham, Isaac, and all these people, they were like, when they send you to rescue people who have been kidnapped, you put them in a safe place. Then you tell them that, relax, shooting is outside. So relax there. That is where Samuel was relaxing. When Saul called Samuel, he rebuked Samuel, why are you disturbing my sleep? Because there you don't walk, you don't worship, or you just rest until the blood of Jesus will come and take them from there. And there you can now go to heaven, you see Abraham. And Jesus was no longer the only begotten Son of God. He has become the first begotten Son of God, because you are his brother. I am his brother. You are a sister. So Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son. He was the only begotten Son before he died. He is now the first. Me, I'm among the seconds. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus came, three things happened. Man can have contact with the Father. Another thing is that the veil of the temple was torn in two. So you can go there. In those days, only the high priest can enter there once in a year. And it is a particular day. If he goes there before that day, they will kill him. And for you to go and take him, you too will die. Who sent you there? So he must respect. And when the high priest is entering the Holy of Holies, Nobody eats, even animals, because there should be no mistake. The man is negotiating the tarpaulin for 1 year to cover sins. So you must not joke. But when Jesus came, he came with the blood that flushed out sins. When God looks at you, he looks at you as somebody who has never sinned. That is why you can go back to him. Hallelujah. But now, when Jesus came with this new covenant, you can enter the most holy place and go and dwell there. The high priest will go there once in a year, but you can go every day. What a difference. What a difference. And the high priest should be the son of Aaron. If you are not the son of Aaron, you go, they will stop you at the holy place and kill you. But now, me who has nothing with Aaron, I enter the most holy place when I want to enter. I dwell there because the man called Jesus, he tore the veil in two, so that we will have privileges that people did not have in the Old Testament. And then finally, the Holy Spirit came. Now listen to me. Do you know, as I am talking now, if they announce Prophet Elijah, that Prophet Elijah is coming there, you people will not even look as apostle. You will remove this microphone from my hand, saying that what are you doing up there when Prophet Elijah has entered the place? If they even announce that Prophet Elijah is live in Abuja, if they don't inform me, I will just see how this place is getting empty. Because people are running in the next bus to go. Because the man called Prophet Elijah is around. But this is a graduate from primary school. His sins were covered. He had never entered the most holy place. And the Holy Spirit was not dwelling in him. But from that primary school, he stood and said, rain should not fall in his nation for 3 years. He got his nation stranded. And when he appeared again, he went to the king and said, we will choose who is God. And that day, the disciple of the prophet of Baal, he did not negotiate with the prophet of Baals. It is the disciple that held them, said that you were deceiving us. Come, we will slaughter you today. It is the own disciple. When the presence of God came, now that man is operating with the dimension of somebody of the old covenant. What about me? What about you? Because we need to progress. Do you know, if Prophet Samuel comes here, you drag me down. This is somebody that the Bible says, all the days of his life, he was not a soldier, but all the days of his life, the power of God was against the enemies. Because the presence of that man in a land, no enemy can enter. When the man is not, just his presence. And one day, King Saul said, let me go and arrest him. And the man was in his house. King Saul came. And King Saul removed his dresses when he crossed the arena of the presence. And he started prophesying. I'm sure he was saying, oh Samuel, wait, you don't enter my head. You are the one who anointed me. And the man prophesied the whole night. I'm sure when Samuel woke up in the morning, he said that, go. It should not be written that the first king of Israel ended mad. The presence of God. But he is operating in the primary school. When Jesus came with the secondary school, Moses did about 50 miracles. Jesus did millions. The Bible said that they could not write all the miracles of Jesus. And Jesus said something that looks like a mistake. He told the disciple, if you believe in me, you will do greater things. He did not say you will do more things, greater things. It means that as you raise Lazarus 4 days, I can do greater than that. Oh my. I'm sure Elijah was telling Jesus, you too, you are exaggerating. Let us wait and see. Jesus used to touch people. People used to touch him before they could be healed. But when Peter took over Jesus, he's not touching people. He is walking, and his shadow is taking people out, because God is progressive. They went to the temple to pray. They were not coming out of the conference that they have charged. They were going to pray. And they met a layman. They told him that we don't have money, such as we have. Rise up and walk. As they took him up, they entered to continue to pray. It is not an event for them. It is when the man was jumping that they say, who has made you? He said, these are the people who are going to kneel down. And then they came and asked, you cannot kneel down. And they told him, Peter looked at them and said, why are you looking at us as if we were special people? We are just like you. It's Jesus that you crucified who has made this. No, miracle was not an event for them, because miracle must follow. Oh, Marishka, Elo Sapara Sanda, Iresko Beho Aliya Makayusa. Miracle was not an event. Then a young man who was a deacon in a church, when the church was persecuted, he left that place and went to a town called Samaria. In 1 week, he shut down iniquity in a town. Almost everybody was baptized. And even the chief of wizard came and knelt and said, that baptize me, your own power, this small thing that I'm having. Oh my, after this conference, let them know that in my country, oh my, that there are people who are operating in a greater dimension. Oh, I thought that was all. Then 17 years after, one man called Saul. Saul is in Abuja. Then an apron will touch him. Then somebody will take that apron and see a madman on the street and cast it on it. Even Jesus was calling Elijah. Did I not tell you that people will do greater things than what I have done? Then that power started going down until when God started raising other generals. I remember St. Patrick, he saw a woman that was beaten by a serpent, and he asked the woman, why are you crying? The woman said, serpent has beaten me. He said, where has that serpent entered? They saw the place, and he entered bush and catch the snake and held the snake like this, as I banned your kind in my land, and snake disappear in our land till today. Listen to me. Church did not start in Nigeria. Church is coming from afar. Let us go and check the first temple. We are rejoicing with the new foundation. There is no time to rejoice with the new foundation, because we want to go greater. We want to go higher. Shehira malo zine yakaba inalahina sele buye la mari sagabari inalei sele zeke malo zale then a man called Charles Finney. A man called Charles Finney. He entered New York City. He preached one message for 6 years. No nightclub can open. After the one preaching for 6 years, no nightclub can open. That is Charles Finney. Then came the man named John Alexander Dowie. He healed almost every sick man in the state of Chicago. The Ministry of Public Health sued him to court, because medical doctors said He has rendered them jobless. What are we celebrating in Nigeria? What are we celebrating in Africa? What are we celebrating? Oh my God! The glory of the latter house shall be greater. Then came a young man. His name is Evan Robert. 26 years old. He looked at the church and said, the church cannot be like this. What are people celebrating? He started praying. Bend the church and save the world. Bend the church. I pray, God, bend the church of Nigeria and save Nigeria. Bend the church of Africa and save Africa. When the man was praying, he would stand on the pulpit and cry for 2 hours, bend the church. And he shut down sin in the whole nation for 1 year. Police had nothing to do again. The government said, now that police has nobody to arrest, what are we going to do? They said, make them ushers. It is police that was leading people to the church. And then magistrates, all lawyers were jobless because there is no case. Even animal repented. St. Patrick read in the Bible that Jesus spoke to a tree and the tree got dry. He went to a dry tree and spoke to the dry tree and the dry tree came back to life. He brought dead dog back to life. He brought dead goat back to life. Oh my. But I am going to somewhere. Because you are speaking in tongues. It is because somebody refused the statu quo of his generation. His name is William Seymour. His name is William Seymour. You don't know that he is your father. Maybe this is the first time you hear that name. William Seymour. He read in the book of Acts of Apostles that when the power came on the day of Pentecost, this is what happened. People were speaking in tongues. And they were speaking Yoruba. They were speaking Igbo. This our own speaking in tongues that for 20 years nobody has heard what you are speaking. Even angels are confused. He said, we need to go back. The man said, we have to go back. He said, I will not be like the people of my generation. I will not dance when they are dancing. Because there is an original platform. And he started praying for 5 years. Listen to me. 3 years, that man prayed. 5 hours every day to be baptized. And the Holy Spirit came and told him, if you increase your intensity in prayer, then the glory will increase. Then he took 2 years to pray 7 hours every day. And when that power came on that man, listen to me. That is when the Shekinah glory came back to the church. The same Shekinah in the wilderness, the same Shekinah with Solomon came back. William Seymour, they said, when he will come out of the place, because he was always covering his head so that he will not be distracted, so he can be there for 6 hours, then he will jump out and he will tell the people, let us pray in the spirit. It means that let us pray in tongues. Then the glory begins to rise like this fume. Then he said, now let us sing in the spirit. When it is rising, covering the hall, then when it reaches the roof, it becomes fire. When it becomes fire, then you know that firefighter came there 3 times to come and quench fire. When the fire is on the roof, it means that the Shekinah glory is down. What is Shekinah glory? It means there is a corridor open between the heaven and the earth. And the prayer of Jesus who said, when you pray, say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. It is in that arena that the will of God can be done. Now listen, when that glory comes, it means that heaven has come down. I want to tell you something. If somebody has cancer and he enters heaven, what will happen to that cancer? If your hand is cut and you enter heaven, what will happen? If there is a sinner who wants to enter heaven, what will happen? That is why I cannot describe the miracles that were taking place. The department of spare parts of heaven was very active to replace eyes that were burst, to replace new teeth, to replace new legs, to replace everything. When the man will just say, the Lord wants to heal people. Oh, he was not having a small towel like this one. That before God can heal somebody, I am already sweating. The man will just say, God will heal people. Lame people are jumping. Mute people are jumping. And in fact, healing is instant. And he got married to a woman. That woman is one of the first women to get to be baptized. Jenny Moore. The day she was baptized, she fell under anointing and began to speak 6 languages straight. And she had never touched keyboard. The Holy Spirit said, go to the keyboard. And he started playing keyboard 10 times more than this, my brother, who is playing very well. Because her own keyboard playing was like 10 people playing keyboard. She had never touched. And William Seymour said, I want to marry you. And when they got married, she cannot sleep on the bed because the anointing of William Seymour will kick her out of the bed. Oh, my father! These are ancient men! Oh, my! The man brought back the glory. I was listening, Apostle Arome saying, they were looking for color yellow in Africa. Color yellow is the color of ancient men. Ancient men are rare in Africa. The church is full of new men. But this conference is going to graduate somebody from new man to ancient man. After a few years, let me say this, then we can pray for a few minutes. After a few years, the man stood and said, thus says the Lord, this Shekinah glory that has been in this place will go back to heaven for 100 years and it will come back in a greater dimension. And that was in 1913. So in 2013, the time for the Shekinah glory to come has arrived. And that Shekinah glory left heaven. And it is hovering over Africa. It is looking for another William Seymour. It is looking for another Jenny Moore. But the church is distracted. Listen to me. Listen to me in this conference. Africa, this is your time. The second Pentecost that happened in America was supposed to happen in Africa. But Africa was not having logistics. That is why God took an African, William Seymour. He took him to America to tell you, Africa, it is not a white man thing. You are also qualified. And that is why God used him mightily. But the third Pentecost is coming. But to Africa. But the Shekinah glory is not looking for programs. It's not looking for institution. It's not looking for church. It's not looking for institution. It's looking for individual. It's looking for individual. People who have decided that we cannot stay here. Oh my God. Oh my God. 22 years ago, I was praying 7 days dry. I was caught up by Jesus to the third heaven. And Jesus started speaking. And his voice was too loud. I could not hear his voice. And when he has spoken, There was one immortal standing at my left hand. He asked me the question, have you heard what Jesus was saying? I said, no. His voice was too loud. And he said, yes. Jesus is very angry about what is happening in the end time church. What is happening in the African church. They have deformed the church. And that is why Jesus is shouting. Then he told me the second thing. He said, I am giving you strict instructions to go and speak to the church so that the church can come back. I thought it would take 1 week. I thought it would take 1 year. It took 22 years. After 10 years, I asked God, it is taking too long. Then he told me, be in the cave of Adullam. When your time is completed, I will take you out and I will introduce you. I am not here this morning as a preacher. No, I'm not here as a messenger. As I'm here as a voice. I come to summon Africa. I'm here like a trumpet. I have come to blow a trumpet. This is the time. I've come to call ancient men in Africa. I've called to come. Listen to me. The time of every oppression, political oppression, economical oppression, has come for the release of Africa. But the Shekinah glory must come down. Oh my. If you are with me, you can stand. We have 5 minutes to pray because my time is over. Oh, who among you is an ancient man? Ira Gele. Shale mare zada inala baroda skale shabara. I've not come to suggest. I've come to summon. I am a voice coming from Zion. I have wrestled with immortals. I've stayed 22 years in the cave of Adullam. Arise, Africa. All ancient men of Africa, begin to call the glory of God. Shekinah must come. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Ira, Rodishkere, Zanele, Rabba, Ira Gadada. Feel me. Shalara.
Silayo flow. I want to run. Oh, God.
That is not how you can pray. I want to run over. This is your time, Nigeria. This is your time, Cameroon. Pray in the spirit. Let the glory come. If there is any ancient man in this place, this is the time to cry. This is the time to cry. This is the time to cry.
I want to know.
Sharadiga. Irade de marire de de. Inale de bare. Inale le le.
I want to know.
Inale le shaleli. Inale kabina kodozina. Isalele.
I want to know.
Isalele kabadira la
bana. I want to know.
Cry, cry for glory. Cry
till tribal red sun.
Let glory fall.
I want to know.
Pray in the spirit. Let the weight of your glory cover us.
Let the throne of your kingdom spread. And let the light of your river spread in me. Let the weight
Lay the way
of your glory.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Africa, this is your time. And the glory is hovering. Anybody who is qualified, the glory is coming on that person. This is the time of Africa. Let the weight of your glory. Erusala habarina kata. Izanda le galabita le kadabarase. Ina la gabala riskale. Senila rikalabradaskere. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Holy Spirit, another Pentecost, another Pentecost, another Pentecost. Another Pentecost. We need Shekinah. We need Shekinah. Let it fall.
Shabalaka. Shabalakata ila varagadaska. Akabala shanda baka ila fata. Barakata skapala lakapata katata. Can you express your hunger tonight? Can you cry out to the Lord? Lord, we want your glory. Lord, we want your glory. Lord, nothing short of your glory. Lord, nothing short of your glory. Can you press in tonight? Can you cry for the glory of God? For the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And in this place you will give peace. Abba Katoska, Berakaila Barata, Asibalata, Abalata Kambo, Abrana Sikabala, Abelataila Kaba, Abalakuya Babalasanda, Abelataila Gabaya, Ayabalasanda, Akabaliata, Abalasanda Baba, Abelasaila Bariakaba. Oh, 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 Abaya Masanda Baba, La Cabarianda Balataya, Asabila Barata, Akebondiata, Asabalata, Akombelia Baba. We need your fire, oh God. We need your fire, oh God. We need your fire. We need your fire. We need your fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, oh God. Habola bola bayakayada. Akabela. Bela taila barada. Asabandi akova. Alabrandi akababo. Abelia monteke. Asababalata, Abaria Babalata, Abaria Tako. We ask for the fire. We ask for the glory. We ask for the fire. We ask for the glory. We ask for the fire. Ah, Ayabaya Tailabo, Aberata Tabo, Abalia Babaladasa. We are going to cry out to the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, from verse 1, the Bible said, after Solomon had finished praying, the fire of the Lord fell upon the altar and consumed all the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple, so that the priests could no longer stand to minister. And when the people saw the fire, and when the people saw the glory, they prostrated before the Lord. We want the fire of God in the church. We want the glory back. We don't want to see flesh. We want to see the priest prostrating. We want to see men bowing before Jesus. We want the fire. We want the glory. But there is no fire and glory without prayer. After he prayed, the fire fell. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. It was no man anymore. The priest could no longer stand. No flesh will be seen. It is the glory. It is the glory. Can we cry out? We will not leave this conference the same way we came. Lord, baptize us with fire. Baptize us with fire. Clothe us with glory. We want your fire. We want your glory. Abalia Mosata. Abela Kaila Baba. Abaria Babalata. Asabandeko. Abradia Babalata. We want the fire of the Holy Ghost. We want the fire of the Holy Ghost. We want your glory. There is no fire. There is no glory outside of prayer. Ayabalata. Ariabalasanda. Ariababalata. Abeladia Baba. John said, I baptize you with water and repentance. But there cometh one after me, the latchet of his shoe. I'm not worthy to loose. When he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. With the Holy Ghost and with fire. For his winnowing fan is in his hand. He will purge the floor. He will gather the wheat into the garner. But he will consume. He will consume. He will consume the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then you say, Lord, let your unquenchable fire, let it come upon us. Let the refiner's fire, let it come upon our lives. We want the refiner's fire. We want the refiner's fire. Refine me, O God. Purify me, O God. Refine us all. Ah. It said we will purge the sons of Levi. He will refine the sons of Levi like gold, that they may offer unto him an offering in righteousness. There is an offering that the Lord wants to receive from my life. There is an offering he wants to receive from the church in Africa. There is an offering he wants to receive from the church in Nigeria, from the church in the UK. There is an offering he wants to receive from the church in America. Can we say, Lord, we cry for your fire. We ask for your reviner's fire. Can you cry out? He wants priests that will offer an offering in righteousness. No more offering in iniquity. Send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Let sons of Zadok, let them arise. Let the sons of Zadok, let them arise. Men that will teach Israel to separate the holy from the profane. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Let your refiner's fire, let it purge us. Let it refine us. Let it sanctify us. Let an offering in righteousness, let it come forth out of this conference. Sons of Zadok, arise. Cry out to the Lord. Habela Saila. Habela Kuria Babalata. Asibalatiaka. Habela Kuria. Asibalata. Arabelakaya. Akababalata. Let your fire touch my spirit. Let your fire touch my soul. Let your fire touch my body. My spirit, soul, and body belongs to you. Sanctify, sanctify, purify, refine us by your fire, by your fire, by your fire. Arabia Sanda. Hayabalata. Habelagiabada. Press in. Press in. We want the glory. We want the fire. We want the fire. We want the glory. Hey! 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 Orababa Sanda. Kaliababarata. Akuna Balataya. Azabalata. Alabaria Bobolodo. Haliga Balagada Balata. Azabaliaka. Akuria Babaya. Arababala Sanda. Akuria Babala. Ayabalata. Berakuria. Berakuria. We want the fire. We want the glory. We are done with religion. We are done with the traditions of men. We ask for the fire. We ask for the glory. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Fresh. 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 Hababola. Kabaila Borata. Habilibia Baba. Habariamba Balata. Can you say, fire of God, touch my life afresh. Touch my life afresh. Touch my life afresh. I want the baptism of fresh. fresh, 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 fire, 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 fire. Abalata Kora, Zabaladia Babalata, Ilabaragada. Okay. Abela Barata, Abalakuria Baba, Halabaria Babalata, Ashabila Baba. Every sacrifice must be seasoned with fire. That's what Jesus said. Every sacrifice in Mark chapter 9, verse 39. Every sacrifice that must be accepted by the Father must be seasoned with fire. If you are truly a living sacrifice, can you ask the Lord, spice me with your fire. Spice my life with fire. Season my life with fire. I am Olata. Abelatwa. I am Balatwana. Iagabalada. I am Baba. Jesus said, I came to kindle a fire in the earth. How I desire that it will already kindle. It is my fire that will prosecute light. Can you cry out? Habola manamasa. Habaya kuria babala. Habeladia baba. Habranda kaba. Hakebaboria. Alabranda. Ask the Lord for a new intensity. For a new intensity. For a new intensity. Haboya bola. Hakebalatwa. Habaradia babola. Hasada balakaya. Akambaba, Akambaba, ah, ah, Ayabalatwala, Habanda Korea, Hasababalata, Hababalada, 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 Hababalada. Paul told Timothy, he said, fan the flame, the gift of God within you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. He didn't say gifts, not in plural, gifts. He's talking about the Holy Ghost. What will you do with the Holy Ghost? What will you do with the Holy Ghost? Can you say fire of the Holy Ghost? Begin to afresh. Heria babalata. Ambalaboria. Kalabaria baba. Habalababa. 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 Ayababalatwa, Akadababa, Akadababa, Ayabalada, 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 Ayabolata, Kailababa, Ambaboria, Arababa. I want to leave this conference as a firebrand. There is more to the Holy Ghost. There is more. There is more. Can you press it? Can you press it? Can you press in? There is more. I know that you prophesy. I know that you heal the sick. But there is more. There is more. There is more. Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, ah, ah, ayabalaba, ayabalabala, ayabalaba, 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 ayababola, ababoria babala. Abalada baba bola, abala bala bala ba, ayabola baya, aka, ayabala, 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 new intensity, new intensity, new intensity, new intensity, new measures, Holy Ghost, new measures, Holy Ghost, new measures. Holy God, ah, Bola Baba, The commandment of the Lord to the priest in Leviticus chapter 6 from verse 9 to 13 is that the fire must be burning. The fire must be kept burning. The fire must not be put out. Know ye not that you are the temple of God. You are the house of God. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. You are a creature of prayer. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. My house. Lord, this is your house. Lord, I am your household. Lord, I am your house. Lord, I am your temple. Make me indeed a house of prayer. Make me indeed a house of prayer. Kindle your fire. Kindle your fire. Fresh embers. Fresh fire. Fresh intensity. Upon my altar. Upon my altar. Upon my altar. Upon my altar. Habelatwa. Habalada. Habalabada. 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 Ayagabalaba. 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 Arababola. 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 Alabara. God is spreading fire. Can you cry out? It's spreading fire.